Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Camus Boats, Yamaha Outboards, now Mercury Outboards. He's coming here with all kinds of great information. And super excited to see his boats coming up at the upcoming Bart Hall show here in a couple of weeks and the PCS show in, in about a month and a half.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot going on with West Coast Marine right now. Like you said, I mean, you nailed it. Lots of new boats and lots of new opportunities. And, man, boat show season is upon us. It's just a fun time right now. Lots of great stuff going on. And, man, we want to talk to you. If you want to come talk boats with us, we got another full hour coming right here with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. Give us a call this morning if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones or send us a text. Man, tons of texts today, some really good ones, and keep them coming. Lots of time for us to read those texts. Again, texting the show only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure when you send that text in that you include your name and your phone number, so if you win that big prize at the end of the show today, we can get it to you. And man, what a killer prize it is. We are giving away an overnight trip on any open party boat at a Fisherman's Landing this summer. You get to pick the boat. If they've got an open party trip with space on it, you're going fishing. And how that will happen, split between the callers and the texters, is we're going to flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and that coin will designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on an overnight.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for our catch report, and right now, this is a no-brainer. Our fishdope.com report is sponsored by our great friends with the best quality, the easiest in and out, and the lowest gas prices, and that's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas prices on both gas and diesel for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus they have 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the great things you need for a day on the water, plus you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon full. Stop in and say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's talk to our private boater buddy, the fishdope.com reporter himself, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Nick. Great show this morning, man. I love hearing about all this boat stuff.
Yeah.
But hey, guys. Now, I know you guys are going to be jonesing about this, but I had mentioned last week that I was going to instruct you guys on the fine art of how to shuck a muscle.
Right.
But now I'm going to save it. I want to, you know, when we get weathered out, you know, the weather's better than I expected here. And
that's so when they're not biting, is what you're saying, because they're biting now.
Well, they're sort of biting, yeah. But, boy, we did get blasted by that little fast-moving tip of the weather system that went through here Wednesday, Thursday. It gusted 40 in the channel for a couple hours, but
nice.
Stacked right off quickly and very fishable conditions today. It was nice yesterday and even better today, but, man, it's cold. Holy crap, yeah. It's cold. But in terms of something to catch locally, you know, that bass fishing is holding up surprisingly well. The water is staying up. It definitely dropped a little bit with all this wind here, but not nearly as much as you might expect, and it seems like it's already starting to bounce back. But if I was heading out right now, I'd make sure I had some good quality frozen squid with me and rod with 1 to 1.5 ounce lead heads and another setup, heavy setup, or something like a small flat ball and like that 130 size. Those big bass love those little jig type bouncing around the bottom in this cold type water conditions we've got. Most of the stuff is close to the bottom at this time of year, so you definitely got to get right down there in the structure. But fishing low and slow right there by the structure, man. There's been some really nice bass caught here, calicos and sand bass mostly. And a lot of that sand bass, and they're big grumpies this year, a lot of 4, 5, 6 pounders. So it's been holding up really well. And the other local fish to think about, those good grade halibuts. Just before the weather, there was some really nice fishing kind of just inside the horseshoe where the bottom starts coming up toward the hard bottom of the horseshoe itself. That's kind of a wintertime spot that the fish hang out on. There's definitely been some nice ones there. 65 to maybe 75 feet right in that area. Fish a small mackerel on a dropper loop there. The best way to get them big ones. And this week, no reports on Catalina or Kalani due to the weather we've had. But, you know, it feels good because the water is a little bit warmer. Definitely dropped from the wind, but still a little warmer than normal. There's plenty of bait around. And prior to the weather there, we had some good hits on sea bass and really good halibut fishing from both Catalina and Clemente. So, you know, we're going to just get through this time of year, catching what we can catch. Make sure you stay away from the codfish grounds, guys. That's all closed. And but I think we're going to see some good early fishing sea bass here. I see the signs of one, I don't know, probably 15, 20 years ago. We had really good fishing in January and February.
I'm Ooh, I like hearing
hoping
that.
That. Yeah. And you'll be out after them next weekend, I'm sure.
I like it. Well, great great info, a great report, Mark. And like you say, you're right. There was more fishing to talk about than there was muscle shucking. But we're holding you to it. The next time we got weather, we want to hear it.
Let me tell you about that. The guy, you know, we all have our mentors that you get these bright, shining moments when you're just like, holy crap, how come I didn't know that? And that was one of mine when I was just hacking a muscle trying to get something out. And my friend, Big George the Diver, said, Mark, what in the hell are you doing? And then he showed me how to do it right.
All right.
So,
coming soon. We're holding you to it.
There you go.
Like I said, I still didn't know there was anything more than smashing it with a rock and putting the goop on the hook. So I'm waiting to hear about it.
Well, you can't find that on fishdope.com, but you can find great reports.
You find everything else.
And everything else you need to go fishing at fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
See, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Mark. To you next week.
Appreciate
Thanks, Mark.
Buddy.
Appreciate that very much. All right. While we're waiting for Marcos, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Nick. How are you?
Great.
Really
morning.
Great.
Good. You know, I just wanted to call in and say one thing. We kind of glossed over the fact that the CCA has this Parker boat that they're giving away as part of the Star Tournament. That would not have been possible except for the generosity of Nick. And so we want to thank him for that. That was very, very nice. And at the show this year, they're going to have CCA is moving to the middle of the show. They're going from the front to the middle. And that boat is going to be in their booth, so you can go by and see it. And it's wonderful. I remember the first time I met Linwood, I said, Linwood Parker, I said, Linwood, tell me why this boat is better than anything else. And he took me off the board and he started telling me this and that and this and that. And I've been a fan of Parker boats since that moment. They're some of the best built boats on the planet. I think they're well designed. They're just designed for fishermen. That's what it's for. And it's a great dealership, a family dealership that continues on the Kelly name for a long time. And we're lucky to have them here, and we're thankful that they're at our events as well.
Well said. That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bart.
And they'll be right there in the middle, front and center, and at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show. How's the show coming together? Bart, here 2 weeks away, right?
Oh, my God. You know, it's like Mike Lum says. I'm sitting in my car, I'm stuck on the railroad tracks, and here comes the train. Yeah, it's overwhelming. We worked all night last night, and that's why I sound like this. And we'll be working all day and all night tonight, so we're getting it.
It's going to be fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Give us the details, of course, at the Long Beach Convention Center. Give us the details.
Okay, it's a little different this year. You know, January is a different time for us. We've been in March, you know, for a very long time, but most of the shows, like ours across the country, are in January. So we're January 25th to the 29th. And And we're going each day Wednesday. Thursday and Friday we're going from noon until 7, Saturday from 10 to 7, Sunday from 10 to 6. It's going to be a great show. You know, we are the largest boat shows now in California. There is no one else that has as many boats that we have. We, of course, have our fishing as our core group, but we've added a whole bunch of different things. We have our first overland display this year from a very prominent company, and that's going to be a category that we're going to be expanding over the next few years. I'm very excited about it. So, as Mike Lum said, this is the ultimate outdoor experience, and we're very excited to get started in our show season right now.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. Looking forward to it. And you'll be right here in the world headquarters next Sunday, 1 week from tomorrow. You're going to bring Pat McDonald with you?
Do I have to?
No, you don't. I just remember last year you brought Pat.
Yeah.
I know he's still working for you.
Yeah, we're going to bring Pat. Yeah, you have to put up with him. That's why you're going dieting.
I'll be in Indonesia, but I'll be with you in spirit sure.
Well, I'll be here, Barton. I can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun.
Rick and Corey will be here, and I'm sure you'll have a great show, even better show without me, Bart.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, you got a couple great guys, Rick and Corey, covering the reins there, and you know, and they can keep Pat under control, so don't worry.
Nobody keeps Pat under control.
I hope somebody can.
Well, thanks, Bart. Right. Great to hear from you, and have a great show next Sunday right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Bart Hall, and I guess Pat McCall.
Thank you, Nick, for everything.
All right, appreciate that very much. All right, Marcos, is he missing again?
Well, I mean, he's not here yet.
He's just not here yet. Yeah, it's a little early for him. But I have a great text here from Sean in Blossom Valley. He says, good morning, guys. I've been looking for several Parkers 2320 on Boat Trader and Marketplace. Is there something in particular I should be wary of in an older Parker? Good question when buying an older Parker.
Sure. I would say have the boat surveyed and the engine surveyed if you can.
And where do you do that?
So the boat surveyors down in San Diego and up
like
to
a standard surveyor, like any
marine surveyor,
a marine surveyor that would survey a big boat, he would survey a boat like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. And then you'll get to really know what works and doesn't work. Then you can go back and have some negotiating ammunition if you find something. But you really should have a second pair of eyes. Always helps.
Mm-hmm.
And then on older boats, engine wise, have somebody that you trust to look at it, take compression. All those engines now can be hooked up to a computer, so we can tell a lot from that. And then it's just worth having that other set of eyes where I can go out and start looking at things, because I might find something that you may not overlook. Yeah.
I want to throw this text out because it borders on that same question. It just says, I love Parkers. While considering a used boat, I'm thinking around a 21 to 23 footer. It seems like you hear about the older ones often needing gas tank replacements. How common is that? And around how old does it become a real concern while I'm shopping the used market? And then also, could you let us know a ballpark on price for that new 18 footer? It sounds sweet.
Sure. So the first part of that question, fuel tank-wise, aluminum tanks, I think they put about a 20-year lifespan on those tanks. In Parkers, I've done a handful. It's not a lot for how many boats are out there. And I think they mainly go out because of just negligence, whether it's water in the fuel, it was sitting for a long time, it gets corrosion. If boats are stored in the water, you might pull some deck hatches, look at the top of the tank, because you can tell a lot from the top of the tank if you see a lot of corrosion. Those tanks sit in a wet environment their whole life. So if the top of the tank looks bad, the bottom of the tank might be bad. Again, having a surveyor look at it can tell you all that. Fuel tanks do go bad. 20-year lifespan on aluminum. They do last longer, much, much longer if well kept. So that's one thing that you would
have
to look at.
Can you inspect the tanks? I mean, can you, like, if you're concerned that your tank's 20 years old or 15 years old, can you have the tank inspected?
You can. It's hard because you will never see the bottom of the tank.
Yeah.
But an easy way to do it is just pulling the deck hatches and looking at the top. And then if you really want to get into it, every tank has a fuel sending unit on it. It's a small round piece that has, you know, 6 screws in it that bolts to the top of the tank. You can pull that out and look inside with a flashlight, and you'll be able to see pitting going on in there. and that's something that I would look at for sure on anything that's older than 15 years.
I know, like on bigger boats, you can polish your fuel. Can you do that on and have a guy look at the tank that pumps all the fuel out and polish
Absolutely.
It? Can you do that on outboards?
Yeah, you guys have a great source down here, the Fuel Oil Polishing Company.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
We use him a lot. He comes up to us and polishes fuel tanks. You can pressurize the fuel tank to see it holding pressure.
Oh, okay.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your tip is is so great with the survey. Yes, it's going to cost you a couple $100, and you might have to walk away from that, but that money that you spent is going in the long run to save you so much. Like, if what they find is reason for you to not buy your boat, you are so far money ahead, it's just not even funny.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem ruining a deal. You know, if you can call me and ask me what I think about this engine, and I will tell you what I think about that engine. There's some I would stay away from.
And then what about the hull? Like, have you ever seen a cracked Parker hull?
I have not seen a cracked Parker hull.
Yeah.
Unless
I mean, the hull's cracked.
By something. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I've seen damaged hulls from being
hit
or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. But not structurally. I have not had any issue with that.
Any Parkers?
Yep.
That have it just doesn't occur.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Does not.
So that's not a big deal that you have to worry about in buying a used one.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Great. All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They're packed up. If you want to get your jams to get through, have your chance to talk to Nick, and also have your chance at winning that overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing, 213-432-1090 is the number. Let's talk to Rory calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hey, Rory, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Rory?
I'm currently pulling a two-stroke Yamaha off my center console as we speak, and I'm putting a newer to me four-stroke later today. What sealant do you recommend when you're doing the transom mount? And then my second question is, I have a T-top on the boat. If I were to take it off, how do you guys accommodate rod storage for that?
So the engine side, just silicone is fine. I don't think you need to use 5200, because if you do have to remove that engine in the future again, you'll pull off some gel coat and fiberglass in doing that. So put new bolts. You can do I have new Yamaha bolts if you need them, but that would be a good idea to use new nuts and bolts and washers. And then just silicone around those holes, and that's it.
That's cool.
Easy. Real easy.
And rod storage with losing a T-top, got any good suggestions?
If you're removing a T-top, I love just custom built radar arches.
Yeah, me too.
And adding rod holders up there. I think that's a great way if you're just going to start casting.
Even if it's not a radar arch and it's just like an outline of your windscreen, like using a big tube, you know, an inch and a half tube or something like that, where you can really get a good, you know, sturdy handhold on it. Because on a smaller center console, you're mostly standing all the time when you're driving anyway. So like just having something more substantial than what comes stock to hang on to, and then having the ability to weld some rod holders on the top of that is nice.
Yeah, and they even make, West Marine sells, plastic rod holders that you can mount to the side of the center
sure,
console.
Yeah,
I've done
that's
that
a
before.
Point too.
Keep it budget friendly.
Whatever the back, if you have a lean post, the back of your seat potentially is a area to put some more rod storage.
Easy to put rods on those. On my 18 Parker, I have three or four rod holders on the back leaning post. And then with the extra rods, I just use a rod strap and strap them right to the existing center console there.
Mm-hmm.
Works just fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've used Pete's boat to fish the Bay Bass tournament and brought an inappropriate amount of fishing rods.
Yeah.
Like completely inappropriate amount of fishing rods. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
I mean, you have your to-go rods in mm-hmm. the rod holders in on the stern there, and then you have the ones that your backup ones strapped up and easy access.
You can always buy those rod clusters too, that drop into a rod holder. If you've got, if you've got two or three rod holders up top on your, your little radar arch you build, you can drop a cluster in those, and all of a sudden that one turns into four, I mean, there's always some options out there.
Oh, yeah. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call, Roy. I appreciate that. That does free up. 213-432-1090. Question from Harry in Chula Vista. He says, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for the great show. For the San Diego Hall Show, which is going to be mid-February, will there be an opportunity to join CCA and get into the show free? And that is an absolute yes. It will be there. Now, the question is, will the Star Tournament boat be in the San Diego show? Will they be bringing it down there?
I'm hoping they will, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think it will be. So you can see the new Parker 18
yes.
in the CCA booth at the San Diego Bart Hall Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can join CCA, get in free. They have the show package, and they have the Star Show package, too, that
okay.
includes entry into the Star Tournament as well as entry into the show and then a whole bunch of other great stuff. So they'll have a lot of good stuff. Check ccacalifornia.org, and they'll have you can find out exactly what's going on. And they do have special packages for the Bart Hall Long Beach, the Bart Hall Del Mar, and the PCS show in March, too. So CCA will be all at all the shows there. And that's so exciting that we're having a Star Tournament.
I know, dude.
Finally, yeah. You know, because that's a huge deal in Florida and Texas and Louisiana and other places. The fact that we are now finally big enough for CCA California to have our own Star Tournament and to inaugurate it with a 18 Parker Yamaha outboard
crazy.
Thing. Thank you for doing so much for that.
Oh, yeah, those guys really work cool. hard, so
yeah.
we need them.
Oh, boy. Yes, we do.
You're not lying.
No kidding.
Well, I had a great text come through. It was simple, but a great question. It says, good morning, guys. A great show. Nick's tremendously knowledgeable. I'm curious if you could give your recommendations on whether or not you like fuel additives and the like.
I love fuel additives. Some gas stations or fuel docks will actually have that in there. I think Valvoline and Tecron from those fuel stations will have already additives in there. But then for Yamaha, they make their own product called Ring Free Fuel Additive, which I've actually had a carbon build up in an engine and used that, and it, you know, the compression came back significantly.
Really?
So I have
you seen it reverse effects just
yes.
by using a liquid additive?
Took an engine, had pretty bad compression, a lot of carbon build up. Did a little shock treatment with mm-hmm. the Ring Free and go run it hard, and it'll blow that carbon
wow.
out.
Wow,
seen,
cool.
seen it work.
That's cool.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. All right.
And what about you know, this time of year, guys? I mean, we're in California, so it's not like real. I mean, I was freaking out this morning because it was 40 degrees. It was so cold, and we don't have like real winterizing. But like, what about like off season winterizing of boats? Do you recommend additives, things like that? And
I do. They make fuel stabilizer that okay. you can add for long term storage. The best thing to do would just be using your boat.
Mm-hmm.
I know we got some weather, but now it's beautiful and looking out the window. And I know a lot of the guys are doing some bay bass tournaments, so start using it, get involved in
yeah.
go-fish tournaments and have fun.
And maybe if your boat's been sitting a while, maybe put a little fuel stabilizer in there
yeah.
to get the octane.
Yeah, if you're going to store it for more than a month or something like that, you should be using mm-hmm. some kind of fuel
some
conditioner.
Kind of
yeah.
conditioner. All right. Good tip. Hey, Rob in Seal Beach has a question here. What brand of multifunction display and transducer do you recommend?
Hey, that's another good one.
That's a big question there. Wow.
Gosh.
There's so many.
The multifunction display, Yamaha's been through a lot.
I think maybe he's talking about
do you like Simrad? Do you like Garmin?
Oh, do you like Fruno, Lowrance?
I think everybody's got their own opinion, but for me, Garmin for ease of use.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an iPhone. You plug everything in, just kind of seems intuitive, and you can. It's a low leaning learning curve. And then Simrad is more customizable for customers if they really want to dive into fine-tuning that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lowrance is pretty great. Hummingbird does some phenomenal side imaging, and their 360 stuff is amazing. Garmin screens have the most clarity. I think mm-hmm. they have the most pixels in that screen. But they do draw more power, so you have to take that into consideration.
Uh-huh.
And then transducers, I mean, you can run the gamut. We typically do like a medium chirp transducer for offshore stuff, but if you're inshore, that side imaging's amazing for shallow water. I've messed with live scan on bass boats where you can live scan fish in front of you, which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
So that, I think you can just do some research and find out how you're going to fish it and mm-hmm. what your boat's used for. Offshore medium chirp, inshore side imaging is great stuff.
Transducers are so important. Do you recommend a transom-mounted transducer, or do you recommend one that goes through hull?
For offshore, the Parker stuff and the stuff we're doing now, it's all through hull.
Through hull.
Yeah.
And they make those tilted elements that are flush to the bottom work out very well.
And those are great. There's all kinds of stuff out there.
We have Simrads on our boat and love them. I mean, they're so user-friendly, easy to navigate, easy to use, great picture. We're really happy. We have a 25 Parker, and we love them. I mean,
Everybody's really making happy really great stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really
touchscreen.
That's amazing.
Much easier, so much easier to use than they used to be.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, it's exactly. It's like anything. If you drove an F-150 that's 10 years old and you buy a brand new F-150, you always can't believe how easy the electronics become. But that's how our Simrads were. Like, everything talks to itself. You know, you're running the autopilot and running the stereo, and you can do everything from your screen. I love it. It's just really easy.
All right. Let's jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Doug? He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering about the difference between maintenance with the salt water versus the freshwater toll on a boat. So how much difference is there?
Salt water obviously is going to take a much heavier toll than freshwater. It's not to say that, you shouldn't have zincs or anything on a freshwater boat because that water still conducts electricity. But saltwater side, if your engine cowling or seals are going bad and you're getting salt water into that engine block, it will start to corrode things. So you do have to have proper anti-fouling paint on this stuff. Make sure you're getting the service done. You're spraying like a silicone spray on the engine block. But saltwater definitely takes its toll.
It's nasty. Nasty stuff.
For sure.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you, this the Catch Report today was sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, coming soon, the all-new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Plus, with the addition of the new team members, they're going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check Fisherman's Processing.com. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more of your text messages, and a lot more with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. And a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Couple ends March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Hey anglers, John Erdy here with Visit Mammoth. We've been a proud sponsor of the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond at the Hall Family Shows for more than a decade. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and find out why Mammoth Lakes is such a special place to visit. Plan your trip now at visitmammoth.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us, it's been a busy show. Lots of great fun with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. The amount of info that you have on boats and motors like blows me away. It's like, it's really cool. It's been a very fun show. Lots of great info. Again, if you want to be a part of it, 213-432-1090. It's open right now. Not only will you get the chance to talk to Nick about all the great boats, but also your shot at winning an open party overnight trip from Fisherman's Landing. Again, such a rad prize. And we talked about it before, but the way that it works, you get to pick your trip. If there's a boat running open party at a Fisherman's Landing, you're going, man. Yeah, you pick it. It's pretty cool.
Let's do it. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Tom, called us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I just wanted to mention to your guest that while I used to visit Costa Rica about 30 years ago and my sister lived there, I never did go fishing. It was reportedly excellent, all the islands and coastline they have, especially on the Pacific. But I did go diving with 22-foot monorays, and it was amazing. And you can do that pretty much anywhere, especially on the Pacific side. I went out of Flamingo, that's to the north. Plus, another bonus is river rafting. They have some of the best rapids you'll find anywhere in the world. I went in Colorado, and they said, I said, what rapids are those? And they said, oh, threes. I got down to Costa Rica. Their threes looked like fives compared to Colorado. So, anyhow, it's
Costa
a great
Rica's
place.
Costa Rica's a beautiful country, and thanks for sharing that with us, Tom. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
No doubt.
Yeah. Hey, Carl is here from Fisherman's Landing. Hey, Carl.
What's up, Carl?
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Everybody's great. Everybody's pretty stoked to win that overnight trip at Fisherman's Landing today, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're actually a trip maybe he can use it on next weekend. We have a two-day trip on the Pacific Dawn going down the Baja coast fishing for tuna, yellowtail, rock cod. We're going to call it a two-day freelance, and whatever we find, we're going to go fish for, you know, depending on weather conditions and water conditions and stuff. There's been pretty good sign of bluefin from what we've heard from the long-range boats down the coast. There's been some good cod fishing and maybe some yellowtail fishing. So Mike on the Dawn, he's throwing up a two-day trip next Friday night.
I think that's a great call because it was, you know, we saw all of those after Thanksgiving trips, after Christmas trips, you know, the traditional 5-day and 3-day trips that all go the day after Christmas. And every one of those guys had really good fishing and all within 2-day range. But, you know, it's maintenance and it's holiday and it's, you know, there hasn't been an opportunity for anybody to get down there since then. So good for
Weather outlook looks pretty good.
Yeah, good for Mike for putting that trip online. That's great news.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, weather looks phenomenal. So we're going to do it this weekend. He does have a yard appointment. He plans on being in the yard for like 3 days the following week. Then we're right back on at it the first weekend of February. And he's going to try to get this thing going. You know, I know it's early or whatever, but one thing you can't say about Mike Louse is he doesn't love to fish because he does, and he wants to get back at it already. I know it's only January, February, but he wants to get the boat running and keep his guys busy. So we're going to try to get something going here. Maybe it's only weekends or maybe a trip during midweek, but we got some trips up line for January and February.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
And I might mention, too, that Captain Jake Kurzman from the Fortune, along with Captain Tim Ekstrom, are going to be our guests 1 week from today on Let's Talk Hookup with Rick and Corey. So that'll be great. New owner of the Fortune and Tim, along
with
Tim.
Be cool.
That'll be fun. And then you're going to be in March with your guy, right?
Yep, with Mike. He will be on the radio. And, yeah, some pretty exciting things. So hopefully we'll have something to report for Jake and those guys to get them going here also. I know the boat's in pretty good shape and ready to rock and roll, and Jake's eager to get out on the water here.
What's it going to take for the trip to go, Carl? How many people do you think we'll need for that two-day to go fishing?
I think if we get 10 guys, we'll go, or not 8 or 9 guys. I mean, Mike really wants to go regardless and try to get something going here.
I love it.
So if he gets 8 or 9 guys, we'll probably make it a definite go, and the weather looks great. And if someone wins that overnight trip pass, they could apply it to the two-day trip, and we'll take them fishing.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Well, how do we book a trip if we want to go?
Just give the guys a call at 619-221-8500 or fishermanslimey.com.
All right.
Awesome.
Book it online or give a call, right?
Exactly.
All right. Sounds
great
like
job,
a great
Carl.
Time. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate
cool,
the update.
Man. You guys have a great show. Yep.
All right. Thanks.
All right. I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year. I'm dying to get into a Parker Pilot House. Does West Coast Marine ever sell used or consignment boats, or do you only do the new? Also, what's the average price for a new 2320? Do you guys have financing available? From Jason in San Diego.
So we come across used boats every now and again. A lot of those boats are sold by owner. Again, they hold their resale value so good, and you kind of know what you're getting when you buy one. We do come across them used occasionally. Don't have any right now. Price on a new one, those boats, fortunately, on the 2320, the two I have left, there wasn't a huge price increase from last year either. And that boat is 125 it starts at, and then again that's pretty bare bones, and then we just we'll
that's
dial
a 2320
wow. And then we'll dial it into to whatever you want,
right?
You know, Garmin, Simrad, bait tank,
yeah,
second set, whatever,
tower, no tower, whatever.
Yeah. And then we can build that.
And what's the power on that?
Single 300.
Single 300.
Single
300. Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's
going to
fly with that thing.
Yeah, it's a great little boat.
Yeah.
I've always liked the 2320.
Yeah.
That was a perfect boat. And then, yes, you can roll that into the financing that, and we do offer that.
2320, again, so nice because totally capable offshore. You go anywhere, go any of the outer islands. But still, if you've got a family, there's still enough room that you can go boat camping at Catalina for the weekend. You can put the buds back inside the pilot house on the way home, shut the door, be dry, and ride home. But again, you can tow it with a regular size vehicle. You know, storage isn't terrible. It's just, it like checks all the boxes without making anything being a real pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It's the biggest boat possible without having to go to the next level. And next level starts to, you know, next level gives you more room in the boat, but then you got to start making some, you know,
exactly.
You got to start making some changes.
Correct.
It takes the big truck. It takes all the other stuff that comes with it.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Hey, another great text here. Sammy G in Chula Vista says, good morning, guys. Do any of the new Parker boats come with air ride seats, shock absorbers for long, bumpy fishing days? And he says, Feliz Año Nuevo.
Right on. We order the boats with suspension pedestals. That gives you some travel in that seat, so you can actually sit down and enjoy if it's a bumpy ride or something like that.
Nice.
So Seaspension makes a great pedestal. There's other companies as well that make that stuff, Shockwave, that you can get suspension seating in there, and those are super comfortable.
Again, it's the coolest part about a Parker is like you get to make it the way you want it to be. You can make that boat fish just fine and save a lot of cash, or you can trick that thing out to the nine, or like most people fall somewhere in between those things. But you know, if a suspension seat is what you're craving, you get it. If it's
yep.
a second, not everybody needs an upper station with controls, and you know, not everybody needs a 100-gallon bait tank, but you guys do everything in between. Like
and they make great, you know, dive boats as well. Like we've rigged up dive boats or a surf machine that you can go out to the Channel Islands and do all that. So it's a really versatile platform.
I had so much fun when I ordered my Parker from West Coast. Like, we got talked out of several factory options, and I always think that was like such a sign of a good dealer. Like, hey man, this is going to cost a little extra money. We could do it this way for lesser money. Let's do this. You know, like it's the perfect building block set. You just get to add or subtract all the things you want to it.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's what you learned that from Kevin.
Exactly. Yeah.
Kevin, Kevin, that was Kevin's deal, right?
It's
like he just he would custom design a boat, but not over customize it for you.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what you do.
Yep, that's how it should be.
Nice. Hey, another great one here from Bud Bloom. West Coast Marine takes care of my 2120 open back, but I have a question. I've just started keeping it in a marina in the water. Is there a different maintenance schedule or plan that needs to be done based on that fact it stays in the marina versus on a trailer? It's a good question.
Yeah, in the marina, again, just bottom paint. So you're going to bottom paint that boat. And then
have your diver come.
And then you're going to have a diver, depending on the bay and the water and how warm it is or cold it is, you know, it's about a once a month scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what I do. My 18 Parker lives in the water. And once a month, guys come and scrub the bottom.
Check zincs.
And check zincs. And I think he hasn't checked the zinc. I think he hasn't changed the zinc, but maybe once a year, maybe twice a year, if that, right? I mean, I don't know about you, Rick. On your boat lives in the water, too.
Yeah, we burn through zincs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. You know, okay. It's just
different marina.
Different marina, different thing.
Yeah.
Like, but it's just, and again, thanks to West Coast, like, that was, you know, that was something that they caught. You know, just which it's whatever it is. Maybe it's the boat next to us. Maybe it's whatever.
Yeah.
But, like,
every marina is
but
different.
We go through zincs a little faster than that. And that's
how
just,
often?
A lot more than that. Lot more than once a year.
you have a hot marina. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, it's just like anything else. That's why you pay. Nick said something earlier in the show, and I liked it so much. He said it's best to have somebody else's eye looking at things that you don't, and that's exactly one of those things. Like that was caught, and so. It's all good. That means you just screw a new one in when the one gets burnt up.
Right, and that's something the diver does.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Just have them take care of it.
And other than that, pretty much normal maintenance schedule, right?
Again, normal maintenance. You're going to haul it out once a year for service, or depending on the hours. If you're putting a lot of hours on it, then you're hauling it out every 100 hours for routine service.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. And the nice thing about having it in the water is you just jump and go.
God, it's the best.
It is the best.
No
it's
doubt.
It's a spoiler.
Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Nick. Let's jump right back into him and talk to Tom, who's calling us from University City. Hey, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Actually, not in University City today, up into the Eastern Sierras.
Nice. You dog.
Beautiful.
Good for you, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, my question is about a fuel water separator. I have a skiff with an F60 that I keep in the garage. It has a plastic tank, but, you know, and I wonder if I need a fuel water separator for that. I don't have one. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, if you don't have one, I would definitely add one. That's kind of your first line of defense from the fuel tank. So if for whatever reason you do get a little moisture in there or debris, that 10-micron fuel water separator, again, is your first line to remove that stuff. And I believe the book will say every 50 hours to change that. Nobody really does. They kind of leave it to that 100-hour service mark, and we change it at that time. And that's a great way just to learn, if you change it every 50 hours, how your fuel condition is in that tank.
Good point.
And if you need, you know, further help with that fuel tank. But, yeah, every Yamaha should have a fuel water separator before the engine.
There you go, Tom.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, I had a good text come through. It says, Nick, what's your opinion? When will we see widespread use of electronic outboards? I know Mercury's got a couple of them that they're starting to put out. Will that ever be a thing?
I think so. I think for the small horsepower, I guess equivalent to some of the small outboard electrics are, you know, around the 6 horsepower, maybe 9-10 horsepower in there. And I think that battery technology just takes them to bring it up to speed. There's some manufacturers that make some really cool stuff electric-wise. It's just how long you can run that at, you know, mid-range and wide-open throttle. Those days are kind of here, and they're coming. Big horsepower-wise, I don't see how they're doing that for, like, a 300 yet.
Right.
That's not really in our near future. If I had to guess, it'd be, you know, 5-10 years down the road, we'll probably see the higher horsepower stuff in the 60 horsepower range and 70, 90s, and then it'll kind of go on from
there. Start to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. As battery technology improves.
Right.
Then.
Yeah, and then if you're carrying all that weight and batteries, I think the manufacturers will have to make a change in hull and storage and where
sure.
you put all this battery equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's coming.
I'm sticking with gas. I don't know about you.
Well, it's not like 150 gallons of fuel doesn't weigh a lot, too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
it weighs a lot. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Cheer in Cardiff wants to buy a new 18. He's wondering what's the retail cost on a new 18.
Get it, Cheer.
Yeah, there's Again, it depends on options, but that 18 from Parker has a what they call like a national advertised price. And again, depending on options, I'm going to say ballpark around $45,000 for that boat.
That's with the trailer?
That's with the trailer. And then
and the 150.
And 150 is gets you around that $45,000
wow.
mark. Now, from there, there are certain options you can add. You know, T-top is $4,300. There's an insert on the bow of that boat for like a cushion and everything. So then trim tabs and all that kind of stuff. So it can go up from there. And then, you know, we got to ship it out here and all that. So
I would have guessed way more than that.
That would have, too.
That's a model that...
do you need trim tabs? I don't have trim tabs on my 18.
No.
You
I don't
really
think you
need
really need trim tabs on there. Sometimes it helps, you know, with weight and weather. But, no, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So around sub 50 on that boat, again, depending on options.
That's cool.
That was one of the models that did not have this giant price increase, which was really
cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What the one that CCA has given away for the Star Tournament, is it kind of a stock one, or are you having fully equipped?
It's a stock one, no T-top.
Yeah, no T-top.
I figured the guys fishing that tournament are
exactly.
no T-top
yes.
guys. And pretty basic on the equipment. It's coming with a 115 motor, which will be pulled off, and Yamaha actually is giving them a 150.
Hey,
so when that boat gets here,
Yamaha's stepping up.
I'm pulling that off, and Yamaha's giving them 150, so they did a good job helping us out with that.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks to Yamaha for that.
I'll be excited when I have a 150 on my boat. I win from the Star Tournament.
There you go. Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to another Tom, Tom from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. My question is, I have a Yamaha F100, which is a carbureted motor. What are my options as far as, you know, going to maybe either a new motor or a good used motor? What do you do with your repower motors that you have? And is there any value in my F100 carbureted motor?
Sure. Yes, there is value in that F100 carbureted motor. It's not going to be anything real significant, especially if you try to resell it in the States here. Everybody kind of knows carburation is a thing of the past, and we have some issues with ethanol fuel and carburetors. Options to repower would be horsepower rating on the boat. You should have a Coast Guard sticker that'll tell you that max horsepower rating, which you should, you know, stay within. And so it might be a 115. So I would probably just slap a new 115 on there and go for it.
And just never look back.
And never look back. I mean, you're going to put that 115 on or whatever you do with that fuel-injected motor, and you're going to say to yourself, why didn't I do this earlier?
I had a carbureted four-stroke at one point, and it's just like it always took a little bit. And man,
a lot of ether.
Yeah, that new technology, boy. And it's just like,
night
just like,
day.
Just like you said. It's just, man, you never look back.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
It's well worth it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah,
for
sure.
Treat yourself, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, had a great text come through. Says, good morning, guys. We have a 2120 with a low bow rail and want to have a higher bow rail to make it easier for bow casting. Is it easier to have a fabricator extend our existing bow rail, or does Parker make a higher bow rail? What are our options? That's all from Brian in San Diego.
Sure. For the bow rails and any Parker part, really, if you're looking for that stuff and it's a larger item like a bow rail, give us a call, give us your hull number, and we'll see if we can find that part. And if it's a bow rail, what we've done in the past is when new boats are coming out and are shipped out, we can put bow rails on that new boat and get those out here for, you know, next to no shipping cost.
Yeah,
because
like,
that would be a lot to ship a bow rail.
Strap it to another boat that's already coming out.
So if it's not time sensitive, then we just strap it to a new boat and can bring it out here.
So if it was a like an East Coast boat you bought with the East Coast style bow rail and it doesn't have the West Coast bow rail on it, which is your custom order,
yes,
that you always order everything you build,
West Coast
you could put a West Coast bow rail on it.
Yeah. Again, just make sure we get the hull number, maybe a couple pictures so we can take it to the factory and make sure they still have that and still fit that hull, because if it's a 1997, it may not fit. But for any part you need, let us know. Hull number first, any pictures you have, and we can work on getting that from the factory.
There you go.
Cool.
That's good. Hey, interesting question here from Andrew, listening to us from Ochepoche, Florida. I'm not sure I'm saying that right.
I'm looking for
a dual-purpose boat for trout fishing the Colorado River, as well as striper and smallmouth fishing at Lake Powell. What setup do you think is best for the purpose? And how about that the Camus boat sounds ideal for that, right?
Yeah, and they actually have a line of deep V kind of lake boats, more for like the Great Lakes, but they make kind of a neat boat in that range. 18-foot center console Parker would be pretty killer.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, the draft on those boats is next to nothing. I want to say 10 inches or something like that on that center console. So you can really get into some skinny water, and I think something like Parker 18, even the 21, would be perfect all-around boat for towing around and doing what you're talking about.
The other thing, too, is if he's fishing striper in Colorado, like, you know, that also can potentially lend you to fishing some big water fisheries, too, you know, where, you know, you get on some
Lake Powell can be a big water.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, you get on those lakes when that desert wind starts blowing and there's, like, legit 3- and 4-foot wind chops, some of those freshwater-specific boats just can't hang with that, but in an 18 Parker, you're just rolling right home, you know?
Yeah, we sold a couple 18s over the years out to, you know, Lake Powell and the big lakes out there in Arizona. Yeah.
Put a trolling motor on it.
Exactly.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Are they pretty easy to install on those?
Yes.
A 21 and an 18?
Yes. Yeah. Very easy.
You just can't put a bow rail on it.
You can. We've actually done stuff where we cut a section of the bow rail.
Oh, okay.
And then put some fittings on there that you can actually remove part of it and then deploy it.
Really?
So, yeah,
West Coast Marine, baby.
Yeah. Do all the custom
stuff. That's cool.
Yeah.
I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on an overnight trip at a fisherman's landing. You stay tuned. More with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the giant 14th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Back by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, we're going to find out who's going fishing on an overnight trip. Birthday boy Shane, going to be doing us the honors of flipping the prize coin.
Happy birthday, Shane.
Do it to it, buddy. Hey, today we have a texter. Congratulations. Cheer in Cardiff. You have got an overnight open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Only stipulations, you have to buy that 18 Parker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations. You going to have some fun today on your birthday, Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Good. All right. Your dad did pretty well on the radio today, right? Yeah, all right.
Dad knows a lot about Parker Boats.
Yeah, he does a lot about Parker Boats and Yamaha outboards and other stuff, too. Well, hey, great to have you, Nick. Thank you for coming in. And
appreciate it.
And welcome back from Costa Rica. That's so cool that you went there.
Yep, nice to be back.
And, of course, Bart Hall Show coming up.
Yep,
and then PCS show in March.
Yep,
and you'll have all the available boats that you have available, and you can always go by the shop and see the boats. Right, what do you have in stock right now?
223-20s, 228-20s, some Camus fast freshwater boats, the 281 hybrid Camus. We got the 26 coming in. The 18's coming in, and the new 2420's coming in.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a lot.
There's a lot rolling into West Coast.
You have a lot. You're going to better have to clear some space.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You better sell those 23s.
Gosh, I got to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Come see us, yeah.
I'm going to guess you're going to be making some serious deals at the shows, right? Boat show prices?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Best time of year to buy a boat.
Yep. Special incentives and such like that.
Yep, and some of the manufacturers have some incentives going on as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Parker does, Camus does, so yeah, ask about those.
Yeah.
And we can tell you about those too.
All right, so how do we find you?
You can find me at the shop every day.
Yeah.
WestCoastMarine.com. You can see us on social media. We've got a West Coast Camus Boats. We got West Coast Parker on Instagram, doing some fun things with the marketing on that, so check those out.
Yeah, and then, of course, right in Costa Mesa on Newport Boulevard.
Right on Newport Boulevard.
You can't miss it.
Yep. Come see us, yeah.
Yeah.
Just schedule a sea trial, join the star tournament, all that good stuff.
Yeah, wow. And see you at the Bart Hall Long Beach and then the PCS show in March.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Nick, thanks for being here.
Great job.
Thanks very much. All right, thank you for being here. Thanks to Christian for all he does on the phones and running the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. And, yeah. Rick and Corey will be here tomorrow because I'm getting on a plane tonight and headed for Indonesia to go on a scuba diving trip for a long time.
A long
time. 2.5 weeks.
Get used to me and Corey's voice for a while.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Captain Bruce Smith.
Yeah. How fun is that?
How retro is that? Yeah. From ECBT, uh-huh. East County Bait and Tackle, will be here tomorrow morning. That's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for all your support of Let's Talk Hookup. And we'll see you right back here. Rick and Corey will see you right back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.